Now joining us on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline is the head coach of the Olympique, Louis Robitaille. Comment ça va, coach? How are you doing this morning?
Ça va bien. Good morning. How are you guys?
Very well, thank you. Appreciate the time, and what you, I'm sure it's a very exciting time for you. First of all, congratulations on a great regular season. I know you made a lot of additions throughout the year to bolster your team. How surprised are you that this season turned out as well as it did in retrospect?
Well, not really surprised, but, you know, obviously we didn't have the start that we expected in. We had a lot of injuries, and then with the World Junior, a few guys went there, like Zach Bean, Marcel Marsal. So it was a tough first half. We had to battle through lots, but I liked the way the guys stayed with it. And that's just put pressure on the GM, on me, to acquire the right pieces. You know, we've raised a great group of young guys. When we picked four guys in the first round a few years ago with Luno, Varot, Savoie, Warren, you had Dean, Boutin, in that mix. So our core guys were raised here in Gatineau. That being said, we acquired Olivier Nadeau at the draft, and now we just wanted to add the right pieces, and we were able to get guys like Riley Kidney, obviously, and Frankie Lapena in that, which they've been used to us.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the goaltending, and you can talk about this firsthand. It seemed to be uncertain to start the year, and then you added Lapena. How important was that aspect in terms of rounding out to what you hope will be a championship team?
Well, it's the key. You talk to any coaches, they're gonna say, "Well, name me a good goalie, I'll name you a good coach," right? So it's an important part of the game, especially in the playoffs. He's going to need to win some games for us because we're not going to play 16 perfect games if we want to go all the way to the championship. That being said, like, Emeric Depatie was really good early on, and then he got injured. And that's where, both of our goalies went down. So we had to acquire Ty Austin, who played for Peterborough after his camp in the AHL. He did really well. I mean, he was banged up, too, with a few injuries. So that left a few question marks to this position. And that's where we made the move. And in our mind, we acquired the best goalie available. And Frankie has been not only a good goalie, but he's been a leader. He's a guy that lost last year in the final against Olivier Nadeau and Shawinigan. So he came here with a chip on his shoulder. He wants to win. He's hungry, and that's exactly what we needed.
With the Gatineau Olympique head coach Louis Robitaille, they'll start the playoffs on Friday versus the St. John Sea Dogs. Do you remember a year in which the Quebec League had as many strong teams at the top as they do this year? And I know you got to beat everybody eventually, but between Quebec and Halifax and Sherbrooke and yourselves, four teams that appear to be all of them championship caliber. Have you seen a season like this before?
Not four team who are stacked like that, and we can add Victoriaville in the mix with Brunet, the addition of Brunet and Veillette. They're a team that got 40 wins this year, 88 points. So it's gonna be interesting playoff. There's gonna be no easy matchup, that's for sure. But I think the last time, JR, was really the year of the COVID. When COVID hit, I think Moncton were really good. That was Alexis Lafrenière last year, and Rimouski, Chicoutimi were good with the Harvey Pinard, Sherbrooke as well. So we kind of started seeing that tendency where a few teams were stacking for 1 year, right? You know, as you know, in junior, they're cycled. And compared to the OHL here, we're allowed to move those first-round pick. So when it's time to go, the price are a little heavier. So that means you buy a little bit more. You want to give yourself a good chance to gain that trophy, because the acquisition that you're making doesn't guarantee any championship. But they rise your chances, to get there. But to have four or five teams like this in a regular playoff, I haven't seen that in a long time.
As you mentioned, you move some of your futures in terms of draft picks and younger players in an attempt to win it this year, which is kind of the cycle of junior hockey. Do you kind of look at it as in you got to do it this year, or have you left enough that potentially, depending on who's back next year, that you might have a chance again next year?
Well, we like our 0-4 group. Like I said, we have first four elite first-round pick with Savoie, Varot, Luno, and Warren. We would like, if we want to go back next year, adding some depth, we're going to need to get two new European players. But as you know, in the cycle in juniors, when it's the time, it's time. We're going to focus on this year. And if we have a shot next year, if we have some addition, I'll throw a name out there. Will Smith, who was our first round pick in the American draft. you end up being drafted, let's say, by Ottawa at 10 overall, and they want to see him across the river, well, that changed the dynamic of the team, right? So as you know, in junior, we want to go day by day, and we'll wait to see who's going to be the returning player next year.
Yeah, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Let's go through these this year's playoffs. I was over and watched your team play against the 67s in that two-game series about a month ago, and that was just really impressive, the two wins. The 67s are, during the regular season, the best team in the OHL. How much confidence did your group draw from that of going head-to-head with an OHL powerhouse and taking care of business?
Well, I think a lot of confidence. You know, when you face a team that's ranked number one, we all know the rivalry between the two organizations. It's a good rivalry, right? The games were intense. They were playoff-type games. And I think it helped us to take the next step. Because there were some meaningful games. They meant a lot to us, to our fans. Buildings were packed, lots of emotion on the ice. So every time you have a chance to play those type of game, it's good for our club. But I thought the timing was really, was perfect. You know, talking to Cameron after, you know, he said, well, to play these games in February, that helps, you know, to make your last push before playoff, and you kind of know where your team stands. And for us, it was really good, and I think it gave confidence for the rest of the year for our players.
Talking to Louis Robitaille, head coach of the Gatineau Olympique. They'll start the playoffs on Friday versus St. John. Your team's got a lot of promise. There is, you know, the prospect of winning the league and going to the Memorial Cup, but you got to win four rounds to get there. It's a long time. There may be no tougher hockey playoff to go through than the junior hockey playoff to get to the Memorial Cup. How do you keep your guys grounded to make sure their eyes aren't too far ahead of themselves in terms of this first-round series with St. John?
I think the fact that we went on a streak where we had 22 wins in a row helped us, because it was always the next one. That's really the language we speak to: next game, next shift, next shot. It's to focus on the now. Instead of thinking about 2 weeks ago, who we won or who are we going to face in 2 weeks. And I think the leadership group, guys like Nadeau that won last year, guys like Zach Dean that went to and won the gold with Team Canada, same thing with Luno and Warren that went to the Youth Olympic. So we have a lot of experience. Cam McDonald on our team was part of the St. John Sea Dogs last year, JR, and they lost in the first round. And there was a lot of promises to their team, right? They end up winning the Memorial Cup. So he went through that, and it's helping our young guys, or guys that have, they don't have the experience in the playoff. He can share, the path, and can help them to prepare and stay in the now. And I think our leaders have been great all year, so I don't see that being an issue.
You got a stacked team. But as we know, the playoffs at times becomes a war of attrition. Unfortunately, you lost one of your better defensemen, Noah Warren, to a season-ending injury a couple of weeks ago. What kind of impact do you think that'll have on your team?
Well, it's a big impact. You can't replace a player like him, but it's unfortunate. You know, injuries are part of the game, but it's tough to replace a top three defenseman with size, with grit. He was one of our best PK guy. But it's next man up. We like the depth of our group. We have guys, you know, that are 19 years old as fifth and sixth defensemen. So they just got to take a little bit more minutes and not use that as an excuse. Everybody goes through that. And I was talking to Dave this morning. I think they lost their number one goalie. They were pretty banged up through the 67. And one of the things is, I've learned with Hockey Canada and with Dave is, control the controllables. Be ready for anything, and at the end of the day, it's going to be our key play that's going to bring success to these playoffs.
All right, good stuff. It's been, you got a beautiful new rink there, and the response of the fans, I mean, for the past, several home games, there have been sellouts, 5,000 strong, really feels like, the team and the organization has cut through over in Gatineau. What's it feel like for your guys to come out to sell out crowds now?
It's great. We can feel the buzz around town. I think with the last few years of the pandemic, it's been tough. And I think that our fans have been waiting for that kind of season. You look at the last few years before I got here, guys, it was more of a rebuild, I'd say, here, after Benoit Gros left for the pro rank. So everybody's excited. We have a beautiful facility, and I think the fans are really getting comfortable. We cannot duplicate the atmosphere that we had in Gatineau. Obviously, that old day, it was like, that vibe, when you were going
oh,
to
yeah.
Gatineau.
Yeah, yeah.
It smelled, it was dark, you can see the banner, low ceiling. But now it's one of those new age building, and I think with the from the DJ on, from the people doing the animations, the fans, they're really able to bring kind of that vibe, the playoff vibe in the last two games have been, you know, unbelievable, and we expect the same thing for our playoffs.
I'm old enough to remember going over there to the Bob and watching Jeremy Roenick and Marty Gelinas, and the blue smoke was so heavy that you couldn't even really see the ice in the third period.
Oh, I know. I played there as a visitor, Game 7 at Gartin, and I think Monsieur Henry was, I don't know what he was doing. I think he was opening the door to let more people in.
Yeah.
It was so loud, so noisy, and I think they started throwing some golf balls on us. Like, it was wild. It was a good old hockey, and that what made Gatineau special. The All-Olympics, when they won the Mem Cup at home as well. It was unique to play there in the playoff, and we want to bring that vibe right here in Slush Puppy. And I think this year is really the first year where we're going to have normal playoff, and I think everybody's excited about it.
No kidding. Absolutely. The passion of the Olympic fan is unmatched. We wish you the best of luck. Really appreciate the time today. The best of luck going forward, starting on Friday night versus St. John, and we hope to catch up with you a few times as the playoffs go on. Thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.